9:03 a.m. Any commission remarks? Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 462194 through 462271. Warrants 7618 through 7619. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, January 22nd and January 25th, 2021, and executive session minutes for January 22nd, 2021.
Move to approve executive sessions for January 22nd, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I have one question. It really doesn't amount to anything.
The 22 or 25?
I'm trying to find it again. I think it was on 25. Under the recycling service, Commissioner Wyatt moved to approve the agreement for recycling service. And then Commissioner Williams seconded the motion with discussion. I don't remember seconding the discussion, but...
I did. I was trying to think what it was, but I didn't know.
Again, it doesn't amount to anything as far as the minutes. I just don't remember what we would have discussed.
No. It was pretty black and white.
And I didn't go back and listen, so I don't know. I'm just curious if you guys knew. What's that? It's not, like I said, it doesn't change the... I was curious if anybody else remembered that.
No, I didn't.
Move to approve regular session minutes for January 22nd, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And move to approve regular session minutes for January 25th of 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Addendum to contract of employment number 21-004, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated January 27, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, that he has reviewed the above referenced addendum by and between Great River Associates doing business also as Great River Engineering and Taney County for professional engineering services, and approves the addendum to form.
I have no questions. It's just like, it's just renewing it. It's the same as last year, renewing it for 1 year.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Move to approve the addendum to the contract employment line between Great River Associates Incorporating, DBA Great River Engineering, and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
...2020 financial statement.
Did you get the latest copy?
We honestly don't know.
Okay. 2 cents.
Or a change of 2 cents?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was because the paperwork from UMB had 2 cents in it, but what we paid did not. In fact, UMB's totals are all up by 6 cents, but what we paid matches. Sorry. Okay. The top section is, of course, the beginning balance is the ending balance from 2019. And then the receipts and transfers in and the disbursements, transfers out, and the balance all comes from the treasurer's year-end report. Plus, I also compared her year-end report to the auditor's December month-end report, and they both matched. The second section is regarding bonds, total bonded debt. As you can see, the beginning balance in principal amount was $995,000, and their principal payment was $995,000, so that leaves a balance of zero. Their interest and fees that were paid, $27,176.31. They do have some money coming back that was held, so we'll be getting money back for that. The new judicial bond, $5,405,000, and our principal payments, $1,470,000. Principal balance, $3,935,000, and as you can see, the interest and fees, $97,653.59. The next section is the levy section, and Tinney County does not have a levy anymore. Well, we do have one. We've chosen to roll it back based on calculations. So we have a zero levy for GCR and a zero levy for road and bridge. Delinquent taxes report comes from the Ulrich software, and it was prepared by Mona Cope. And you can see those values there. We have total delinquent of $17,620,655.67 delinquent. And then, of course, then you have the certification and signature section. Do you have any questions?
No question.
Once this gets signed, there'll be three copies, one for the commission, one for my office, and one that goes to the state auditor's office, along with a copy of the published, because we do have to publish this, and then we'll be sending the bill to the commission office to be paid.
Is it just published for 1 week, or is it be three?
Just one time.
Just 1 week.
Just one time. If you don't have any questions, I'll pass these around to be signed, if you want to vote to accept this as your financial statement.
I was going to look that statute, and I didn't take the time to do it. Do we vote or just enter in the record?
My job is to help you.
Just asking, I didn't know how the statute.
I'm telling you what the statute says.
Okay.
My job is to help you prepare the financial statement, and then you have to state that this is accurate, and then it has to be published and then sent to, I think it's the state auditor. I've added signature lines again for Mona Cope. I'm sorry. Melanie Smith and David Clark. If you want in the future, I can add Mona Cope since she's also providing information.
Well, actually, you have access to that program and you can get it right from the end.
I can.
Mm-hmm.
But I have her do it, so I'm checking her work.
I'd like to see her on here also.
Would you like me to do that next year, or would you like me to reprint and do it this year?
I don't see a need due to the program. Is the county clerk signing off that that work is correct? Like she just said, I'm checking her work.
Well,
and she has
the
program.
Check the treasurer's work against the Melanie.
Sorry?
Against David's reports as well. I feel that's my due diligence for the commission.
I mean, you know, worst you got to lose is $1,000 fine and 30 days in jail. So.
It's not a biggie, one way or the other. But it's just the fact that where it does come from, is,
I think you could say that probably about all of the data.
I know. I was on the statute. It's any person charged with preparing the financial report who willfully or knowingly makes a false report of any record.
Oh, okay.
is also guilty of a felony. Do what? Yeah. No,
I like that
part. If you're guilty of felony, you can be removed from office.
For a term of not less than 2 years and no more than 5 years.
Yeah. I mean,
we go through this every time.
Yeah. My reason on that, you know, we've never had this one before, but my reason on that is if to sign at the bottom, you're not just signing for this that is already comes out of report, you're signing for all this other that that person has no control or connection with.
And the only ones required to sign this document by law are the three commissioners and myself. Mm-hmm. Myself for preparing it and you guys for accepting it.
I think our auditor has to sign.
No, he doesn't.
No.
That was added by Brandon.
Was it me? I'm sure it was the entire commission at the time that decided.
Well, it was you that proposed that you wanted the treasurer and the auditor added.
I think it's because all the information comes from them.
That's why I suggested Mona.
So does it say we make the motion, we just accept it for record, or we make the motion? What does that statute say?
Honestly, it says that we prepare and publish in some newspaper of general circulation, published in the county, a financial statement.
Well, then, if I'm reading it right, I move that we, for statute 50.815, we approve this and enter into record.
Yeah, because you have to certify.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Would you like to sign this now?
I'd like to sign it upstairs if I could. I used to sign it with a blue pen. I don't have one.
Or do you want me to just bring it up there?
You can just...
Here, if you don't mind. And we'll have it ready for you. Is that okay?
That's great.
We can bring it back to you if you don't have to come up. Whatever you want. Whatever makes your boat float. Oh, that's on air, isn't it?
Thank you, Commission.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Board appointments. Dane County Transportation Advisory Board discussion.
I think you'll have the page in front of they're trying to update to go by the bylaws, telling which ones should be running at the same time in their bylaws. And I was going to bring that down. It's up at the office. District 1, District 2, and District 4 and 6, their bylaws said that they should be at the same time. And through their terms were up. One was up in 19 and the other one's up in 20. Two of them were up in 20. And the other districts, you see, the bylaws said that they would be running at the same time, appointed at the same time. We've got applications there from the District 1 and 4 and 6. District 2 is in quarantine right now with the virus, but he has verbally said that he would like to be appointed for another 4 years.